Siyata Shema. Let's do it. Kavod Parshas Kedoshim. Yeah. Okay. So here we go. It says Vaydaber Hashem al Kol Das Bnei Yisrael Marta Lehem Kedoshim Tiu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem. Right. So let's see what the Tzvi Tzadik has to say about this parsha. So it says Hine the Tarts Akushios Vadikdukim Hadikdukim Dekan Sherab Mo. It says there's a lot of kashios and dikdukim that there that we have to figure out. Ubefrat Lahavin Hanasinas Tam Dechi Kadosh Ani. So what does it mean when it says Ki Kadosh Ani? Right? Hashem says, oh, because I'm holy. Right, Shu Vade Mishul Havana Mod. It doesn't, like, what does that mean? What does that do with us being Kadosh? Because Hashem's, we should be Kadosh, because Hashem's Kadosh. What does that mean? Gam, Havin Ha Kefil Lashon, the Daber. It says Daber Vamarta. Right, Yishlon Pid Verim Zabashas. That we know it says in Shas, in Shabbos Kaftal, Habolitar Messianoso. That a person who comes to Mitar himself, right, you get Siat Dishmaya from above. Right, Venimsa, Shatchilas Kidushaso, Hu Me'at. Rak acherkach kedushaso meruba bekoach siyua shemasayin osam nishmayim. Okay, you see where we are at the top now? Right, so what it says there, so mean that when it says habolitar mesayin oso, it means that you just metahar yourself or mekadish yourself a tiny bit, and then after that, Hashem gives you a lot of siyat nishmayim and gives you more kedusha, right? So really, the siyua of Hashem, the assistance of Hashem, is what's marbur your kedusha. Yeah? Okay, so top line. Vizahu kidoshim tiyu. That's why it says kidoshim tiyu. Daika. Beribo yisera visagya. Ki kadosh. Daika. Ki shaper hu nosin tam l'shevach. Mean, what does it mean that it says kidoshim tiyu? Then it says ki kadosh, right? What does that mean? Lasher. Shetechef im hischa l'kadosh atzmo me'at. What's saying is kidoshim tiyu, that if you make yourself kadosh a little bit, azai ani Hashem. Mekadesh oso harbe kanal. Shemesayin oso v'nishmayim. So that if you mekadesh yourself a little bit, I am Hashem. Mean that what? I'm going to mekadesh you. Ki kadosh ani. Right? Mean that when you try to mekadesh yourself a tiny bit, it says ki kadosh ani, that I'm going to give you more kedusha. That's in that Hashem's going to assist you. Alright? Asher, alkein shaper nemar, kadosh v'kedoshim. Right? The pasuk says ki kadosh ani, and it also says kedoshim to you. So why the two, why does it say it twice? Lashon rabin v'lashon yachid. So one, kadosh is a yachid, and kedoshim, right, is plural. Right? So why? So v'gam shapir misayim ani Hashem chulu daika. So he says, why do he says we have to understand why does it say kadosh singular? Why does it say kadosh in plural? And then it says ani Hashem ki akol meturat b'derech ha'pashut ha'azev v'nachon. He says can answer it very easily. Meturat. He says that we're answering from what we said before, and now we're going to give another answer. Meturat gam kein b'zeh kefal lashon. Ma shekefal kasev l'kasev odes. He says why the double lashon? Va'marta aleihem, right? It already said Va'idaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, right? And now it says Va'marta aleihem. So why do you have to say two times saying, right? Because the Tzaddik says Kikain Va'marta, right? Vav Aleph Mem Reish Tav is Gematria 647 is Gematria Misayinoso, right? The Va'marta is what you were Mekadish yourself. Va'marta Misayinoso. That when you try to Mekadish yourself, I'm gonna assist you in that, right? Exactly. I mean, it's a double thing. I mean, you were Mekadesh yourself, right? And now you have it. Now all of a sudden it's singular and plural. Why? Because you realize that you were Mekadesh yourself, right? And now Hashem teams up with you, and that makes it into a plural kedusha. It's your kedusha that you tried to Mekadesh yourself, and Hashem gives credit for that, and then Hashem teams up with you also. So that's the nekuda that we have, right? Shekain Asvan Aleph Tav Vav. Right, from V'amarta, right? So, you see, in the word V'amarta is Aleph, Taf, and Vav. So, Mefurash, Yotze, B'tevas, V'amarta. So, then, V'asvan, Ram, Min V'amarta, Gematria, Misayin. So, he says, in the word itself, V'amarta is the Gematria, Ito, right? And the rest of the letters are Gematria, Misayin. So, in V'amarta itself is Misayin also, has it literally in there, right? V'lachain, Tevas, Alehem. Right, Aleph Lamed Hey Mem. The Samich Le Teichaf Hanal is No Trikon Bemes Habo LeTaher Misayin Oso V'Nachon. He says so. Va'Marta Alehem. Va'Marta is Misayin Oso, and Alehem is Rosh Tevos Habo LeTaher Misayin Oso. Meaning what? Meaning that what Hashem saying to us is that all you have to do is you mekadesh yourself a little bit, and I promise you, I'm going to assist you to get to that place of kedusha. right? And it's a good mussar for us in Avodas Hashem is that what when we try, we don't we, right? The pasuk Kibriyav says right that there's a lot of malacha to do, but it's not on us to finish it. I mean, you have to know that there's so much to do, and we're a basar adam. Hashem doesn't expect us to finish it. We get so afraid that like I have to do it. Hashem knows that we're basar adam. So mean that what all Hashem says is just do a little bit for me, right? That's why it's. I saw also from the Zera Kodesh, whose yurtzeit is Motzi Shabbos. Yeah, he says that the Rapshitzer, the Zera Kodesh. So he says that in Parshas Vayikra, right? So we know that the Aleph of Vayikra is a small Aleph, called an Aleph Zira, right? So he says that the whole goal is that we have to make that Aleph into a big Aleph, right? So he says that Aleph is Rashi Tevos, Aleph Amepei, is Rashi Tevos, Pischi Li Achusi, right? Meaning that Pischi Li Achusi means just make for me a little opening, right? So Zera Kodesh was saying is that all Hashem asks us is just Pischi Li, just open a little bit. I'm literally just open your hands. Poseach Es Yadecha. Right, that's one of the kavanos. Again, there's kavan that you open your hands, but even the maisa, just to make it for us avoda, the reason why you open up your hands, poseach zedecha, you could have this in mind, is that what? I'm just showing to you that I'm making an opening. And Hashem credits that. Hashem says givadik. Why? Because how many people just run through poseach zedecha, but when you put your hands out, at least you're doing something, and Hashem says, ah, you did something. So that's what Tzvi Tzadok's telling us. Just a little bit, and boom, Hashem's going to be messiah. It's going to help us. All right? I'll say okay, so fight there. So next paragraph says, "Uvaze move on gam kein psichas a medrash rabba kan." Right, medrash rabba here. We know it says in the pasuk in Tehillim that yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. Right, umtzion sedecha. So ki aratzon lomar mi mikadesh meat shehisal kadesh is atzma. When you begin to mikadesh yourself a little bit, azai nishlach lo bischose ezer v'saad min hashmaim l'sayelo the kadesh is atzma harbe. He says when you do a little bit. And Kedusha, Hashem's going to send you Siat Shmaya. So again, now read the pasuk again. It says, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Meaning what? That when you try to Mikadesh yourself, Yishlach Ezrecha. Hashem's going to send you Siat Shmaya. Right? Mikodesh. Mean from the Kedusha that you tried to create, Yishlach Ezrecha. Hashem sends you the assistance to get there. Right? So it says, Haramuz Bahanu Tevin Kedushim. Ki Kadosh Ani. And he's saying that's exactly connecting to what he said before, that Misayin also is Gematria Ve'amarta. Is that by this Pasuk, right? It says in the Medrash, yet Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh by this Pasuk. So the question is, what does this Pasuk have to do with this? It's saying that what? Hashem's telling us that all you have to do is that when you start to try a little bit, I'm going to send you all the Siyata Dishmai in the world. Right? So now, let's go weiter. Va'apia devar me'ila yesh lahasmich l'kasher kol ha'inyin de parshinu parsh kidoshim de parshos achrimos. Right? So let's try. He's going to mekusher achrimos and kidoshim. Right? D'maksiv l'mala. What does it say in achrimos? V'tiharu v'kachu mitumos b'nei Yisrael. It says, mitar yourself and mekadish yourself from tumos b'nei Yisrael. U'peish rash yizal v'tiharu mimash avar. Right, the kitchu lasilavo says metar from before and mikadosh for what's going to come. Ulechora who mishul havanam od. He says it's very not understandable, not clear what's Rashi saying. Ma bayi baze uman yenakan. What's the inyan of this and then goes kedushim. What's Rashi saying? So he says avalafi devarenu bolahoras hana. I mean, Tzvi Tzadok is asking, what does it mean that I'm metaring myself from before and mikadosh myself for lasilavo? What does that mean? So Tzvi Tzadok says, Shabole Taher, a person who comes to mitar himself, Azai, Misayein Oso Af Lehachdisho, Shehi Yoser Min Bechinas Tahara. Meaning, what's higher? Tahara Kedusha. So he's saying here that we know that Tahara, he's saying it brings you to Kedusha as the next step. So he's saying, if you look into Rashi, Rashi seems to be implying that what? When you try to mitar yourself, Hashem's going to be Misayei you to get to the place of Kedusha. Right? That's an even higher thing. Meaning that, imagine if I'm striving to get, let's say I'm striving to get a 90 on a test, right? A mashal, yeah? I'm striving to get a 90, and all of a sudden I take the test, and I got 100. I'm like, whoa, I did not expect that. So here, I was just coming to be mitar myself, that's it. And all of a sudden, what do I get? I get Kedusha. Unbelievable. So, she yosir min b'chinas tahara, kinoda. Right? Like it says in Gemara Avodah Zarah. Right? Kasher be'emes, ready for this? Kasher be'emes, ola misparo de kadosh, yoter min misparo de tahar, before we go on, right? What's Kadosh? So Kadosh is Gematria 410, yeah? Tahor is Gematria 220. So what's so mean that you have to get from Tara to Kadosh? You have to get from Tara to Kadosh, right? So what's the difference between 410 and 220? 190. So the Kadosh, Yosar min Mispar Tahor, Bechushbana de Misayeha. That 190 is Gematria Misayeha. Mean that what? Lahorosh, Shehuhu, Hasiua, Lios Gam Bechinas Kadosh. Right? Meaning what? That when I come to Mitar myself, when I come to be Mitaher, then I get to Kedusha. How? Because Tahor plus Misayeha, which means assistance, is Gematria Kadosh. What's saying there is what? That when I come to Mitar myself, Hashem is Misayeha me to get to Kedusha. Right? And that's what he says, Las Lavo Daika, Nechman Vinam. He says, this is so Gishmak. Meaning, what is it? Is that a Jew in life, we're always trying to get close to Hashem, always trying to figure it out. But the whole Nakuda is that a Yid has to realize is that what? That I'm not in this on my own. There's someone else on my team here, and who's that? That's Hashem. It's like, we sometimes see Hashem as like, you know, he's standing on top of us with a stick ready to hit us if we mess up. Really, Hashem is like our father in the stands. You played basketball in high school. So now when you're playing basketball, and your father, he's the guy who's cheering for you more than anyone else, right? There's nothing more than he wants to see you succeed. So that's Mamish Elef Afidos. That's Hashem. Hashem just wants us to succeed so much that what? That all he says, just do something. I don't care what it is. Something so small. Say one pasuk of Tehillim, right? Say Tehillim Kuf Yad Zayin, which is two psukim. That's it. Say that, and bing, Hashem comes and helps us out to get everything done. And that's mamish what Parshas Kedoshim is, right? I mean that it works well, because Acharimos Kedoshim go together, yeah? So that's the Inyan, perhaps you could say, of the mikvah Erev Shabbos, yeah? So the Berditchver, the Kedushas Levi, has a kavana that when you go to the mikvah, you should be mechavein that bittul, right, to be mevata yourself, that bittul is gematria tevila. That when you toivel, you should be mevata, that I'm being mevata myself to Hashem, right? So that's the Indian, so mean that what? And then that's your Pesach into Shabbos. When you come to mevata yourself, right, then boom, then you can enter into Shabbos, because Hashem puts the Kiddush on you, yeah? Right, that's why you know that Shabbos is called Kviyah V'Kaima, right? It's set. Mean that what? We don't bring in Shabbos, Hashem gives it to us. How you zoch to that? When you make yourself into a kli, which is mevatel yourself, then Hashem can fill you up with everything, right? So that's Indian, that acharemos kedoshim, meaning really like this, acharemos, after you mevatel yourself and you make yourself a nothing, kedoshim, Hashem makes you a kadosh. Right? So that's the nekuda. Right? So I mean, when you make yourself mevatel, then Hashem makes you kadosh. So that's the Nakuda and the kavod the Shabbos Kodesh Kedoshim. She's zocha to be makir that what? That everything we do, Hashem's always assisting us. He's always giving us siyata shema in every little thing we do. So the Nakuda is also, we're coming to Lag BaOmer, there's the Nakuda of Rashbi, see Mekusha to Rashbi. We said the other day that Bayochai the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that Bayochai takes us into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with us, and he's mala all of us. Right? So that's Mirtz Hashem, that's the Nakuda of this week's Parsha, the little chizik that we can go into the Parsha with. And just to finish with the Ramaz I Mamish just saw a little bit ago from Rav Matel Zilber Shlita, right? The Stachina Rebbe, yeah? So he says that we know that Lag BaOmer is rooted from Yaakov Vinu. It says when Yaakov was with Lavan, it says Yaakov went on a gal, right? He made a gal of stones, took avanim, right? He took stones and put it on a pile, a gal, right? So that's when we're at gal aid, yeah? So he says that when Yaakov was leaving Lavan, right? He made like a peace treaty with Lavan, right? So it says that the peace treaty, Lavan called it Yahagar Sadusa, and Lavan and Yaakov called it Gal Aid, right? So Gal is Gemat. So from there, Gal is Gematria Lag BaOmer, right? It's a remis to Lag BaOmer, yeah. So he says there though. He says that when Yaakov Vino was building this, he called his. It says he called his Achiv, right? So I think Rashi says who's the Achiv is the Shvatim. He called the Shvatim his brothers, right? So what does that mean that he called them his brothers? So Rav Matel says is that they built avanim, right? They took stones and built avanim. So he said, if you take the word Evan, it, within the word Evan is Av Uben, right? So I mean, he says that the day of Lag BaOmer represents that what? The Avos Ubanim come together. That what? That we come to have a yichud with each other. which is the Indian that we know that we say about Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, right? Is that Hashem's our Av, and we're the Ben. So Lag BaOmer is that day that what that the, that it's a kesher of the Av and the Ben. Which what's the kesher of the Av and the Ben? Is that Habolitar Masayeino so? When you come to Matar yourself, you mekash yourself to Hashem, and you become one. So b'schus Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, b'schus all the tzaddikim, we should be zocha to feel that tam and to know that when we try a little bit in our avodas Hashem, Hashem mamash fills us up with everything. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh.